It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Warm temperatures combined with occasional windy condition have forced the Bureau of Land Management to impose fire restrictions in New Mexico this week. At the same time, with woodland firefighting season just getting started, the pandemic is another layer of safety precautions. New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
Kelly McRae with the National Wildfire Coordinating Group says large numbers of firefighters often live together for weeks or months during the fire season, which requires adopting new protocols from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He adds that firefighters are used to assessing and mitigating risk, but the coronavirus has added another danger to woodland firefighting.
The difference this year is those mitigations are all new for us, and so we've been working for many weeks now to rapidly translate the CDC guidelines to the fire context.
Things that are off limits include the use of campfires or charcoal, smoking outside a vehicle, fireworks, and off-highway vehicle use except in designated OHV areas. Fire crews commonly cross county and state lines, moving from one fire to the next. McRae says the public can keep the coronavirus from spreading to fire crews, or what he calls modules, with best practices, like using face coverings and social distancing.
Our firefighters are good when they're in their module as one. Where they're at risk is when they go out into the community and shop or get gas. And so the safer the community is, it carries over to the health of firefighters.
The state order can be viewed at the BLM New Mexico Fire Restriction Site. Violations of the order are subject to fines of not more than $100,000 or imprisonment of not more than 12 months or both, plus restitution costs for fire suppression or damage. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers are seizing a variety of pandemic-related products on the Texas-Mexico border. As KTEP's Angela Cochergo reports, the items include hand sanitizer, face masks, and counterfeit COVID-19 testing kits.
CBP officers are seeing more attempts to bring in contraband products related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Last weekend, officers in El Paso stopped a U.S. citizen crossing into Texas with 1,000 face masks, more than 2,700 mask filters, and 60 large bottles of hand sanitizer. A day earlier, officers discovered a suitcase with 1,000 counterfeit COVID-19 test kits in the vehicle of a man headed back to Mexico. Ruben Haudegui is director of the CBP Communication Management Office in El Paso.
So these individuals obviously see that there's a shortage, so they're going to find a way to get something and then try to get it across to the consumer, to the public. These are items that we normally wouldn't see.
According to CBP, the products lacked proper labeling, registration, and did not comply with Food and Drug Administration rules. Tests showed that the sanitizing products were mostly water. In El Paso, I'm Angela Cocherga.
Okay, over the last few weeks, we have been asking you to share with us how your life has been impacted by COVID-19. Today, we bring you another listener. Beverly Denny recently left us a message on how she keeps busy with her life during this pandemic. She says this is a moment that calls for endurance.
Hello, my name is Beverly Denny. I was born in 1934, so I lived through the Depression. My family built and survived on very little money. My father was employed, but he was furloughed. He worked for the WPA for a while. I'm getting quite used to living in isolated time. It's probably my age, but it's comfortable. I have enough room. I'm working on improving my life, specifically my sleep patterns. I tend to want to think at night, so I'm trying to calm that down. I'm also increasing I've beautified my yard. I've improved a number of things, adding some native plants and so on. I'm taking care of what I consider my family of birds in my yard, and then I have a family of cats that I take care of. So that keeps me busy and comfortable. I read a lot. I take magazines, and I recently read the Symposium of Love by Plato, and it's very fitting for this time. In fact, it was mentioned, well, Aristotle was mentioned on the Commonwealth Club. I'm thinking about how to survive the future. Our democracy seems to be quite dismantled, and I can't imagine how we're going to bring it back, rebuild it. I'm trying to be supportive of my daughter and her family, thinking about the future with my experience, and then also with friends. We discuss what the future is going to be and how to survive this, because we do survive. Endurance is a very important part of a person's life experience. Anyway, I have enjoyed sharing this. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was listener Beverly Denny. You can share with us how your life is being impacted by COVID-19 by calling us and leaving a voicemail at 575-646-TALK.